This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, June 16, 2008. Baptism as birthing. The scripture is John 3, verse 5. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Back in the early church, some examples of baptismal furniture were clearly designed to remind worshipers of a womb, and the waters they carried were designed to help worshipers think about the waters of birth. Indeed, we are all born in watery fluid. It's quite a miracle. Well, becoming a Christ follower is quite a miracle, too. As Jesus announces with stunning imagery in John 3, we must be born again. Part of what is so compelling about this image is that it is an image of life and vitality. Sometimes people say after a successful surgery, I feel like I have my life back. I savor every day. Well, following Jesus is even better. It's the start of a life that not even death can end, a life of spiritual vitality. But another element of this image is equally powerful. Being born again is a passive condition. You cannot do it to yourself. And when it happens to you, as with your first birth, about all you can do is scream. Becoming a Christ follower is not merely some heroic attempt to quell your doubts. It is far more mysterious than that. As Jesus explains, it comes from above. This second birth is hardly something we can produce or engineer. It is more like something we receive and celebrate. Would you pray with me? God of all creation, we marvel at the promise of new birth. Show us even today the kind of spiritual vitality that you make possible through the work of your Spirit in us. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.